with things like that haircut clip, your resources are limited. So you work with what you have, and then I guess, you know, you can kind of classify sounds into those kind of two areas. They can either be pitched, or they can kind of serve a melodic purpose. They can serve a melodic purpose later on in the production versus something that's percussive, which will be used as percussive material or something to kind of create a beat or a groove. And from there then, you know, things like the timbre, you can kind of create that within a found sound process. So things like EQing, you know,
yes,
enhancing or reducing certain frequencies, absolutely. So you can take these kind of limited sounds and kind of tailor them to suit the needs that will meet your expectations or your needs for a piece. So things like, you know, the hairbrush, if you really boost the bass, right there you've got like a kind of a kick drum sound, as you would say, or something that would serve a kind of a deeper kind of an impact and something that would work in that kind of vein. But then things that might have an inherent pitch, you can re-pitch later on.
Yeah.
And then
I couldn't believe it now, you know.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to listen to the sounds, they're on tracks 147 to 152, 147, 148, 149 track that we have at the moment on the current app. It's a drawstring on a blind. And that's what you do, you look for intervals.
That's it. So it's even just finding one pitch. So for me, if you bring a microphone close enough to a blind, it'll sound almost like a bass string, or the pull string of a blind will sound like a bass string. And from there then, you know, if you can catch that tone, you can re-pitch it in a digital program such as Soundtrap or Logic or Cubase or whatever is available to you. And yeah, the world becomes your oyster.
She did the driving license.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, and she had all the seat belts, and she had all the sounds of the inside of her car. So I suppose that's
it. So the title of a song can lend itself to it.
Yeah.
But that Billie Eilish tune, that was Bad Guy.
Bad Guy. That's
yeah, and they used the traffic lights, or the, I think it was like a crosswalk, because it had an inherent rhythm that. So they used that and they time stretched it to fit in with their own beat, and yeah, it works as a little.
It's the start of an awful lot of videos, pop videos. Like Adele's video, it starts off the first, I think, 3 minutes of it. It's all soundscape of all the sounds around her, so you are using it.
So I guess for me, things like soundscapes, they're really great for capturing an essence of the space. So as Magella said, if you're trying to contextualize a space in a video, you might use a soundscape to really establish the sound of a space and then tear off into something else. For me and for my work, listening is such a huge part of what I do. So things like soundscapes really help you just kind of settle, take in the sound of the space. And from there, if you're going to remix it or do whatever you do, just having that listening experience and that soundscaping experience can really help you find certain sounds that you know are key to the soul or the presence of a space. So we were talking a little bit about sound marks. And sound marks are kind of the ringtones of a room or the ringtones of a space. They're the sounds that you associate with the space. So for me in Kinmare, which is home, the sound marks would be things like the church bell. So if I was to ever produce the Kinmare found sound piece, I would have to feature the sound of the church bell, because for me it's such an integral part of the soundscape of Kinmare.